The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on krishnapath.org. The Fourth Morning Walk, recorded on April 29, 1973, on the shores of the Pacific Ocean near Los Angeles. Srila Prabhupada is accompanied by Dr. Singh, Brahmananda Swami, Karandar Das Adhikari, and other students. The Progress of the Asses, Srila Prabhupada. Everyone is suffering here in the material world, and scientific improvement means that the scientists are creating a situation of further suffering, that's all. They're not making improvements. Bhaktivinoda Thakur confirms this by saying, Moha janmi anitya samsare jivake kare ye gadha, quote, by so-called scientific improvements, the scientist has become an ass, end quote. Moreover, he is becoming a better and better ass and nothing more. Suppose that by working very hard, like an ass, a person builds a skyscraper. He may engage in lifelong labor for this, but ultimately he must die. He cannot stay. He will be kicked out of his skyscraper because material life is impermanent. Scientists are constantly doing research, and if you ask them what they are doing, they say, quote, it is for the next generation, for the future, end quote. But I say, quote, what about you? What about your skyscraper? If in your next life you're going to become a tree, what will you do with your next generation then? End quote. But he is an ass. He doesn't know that he is going to stand before his skyscraper for 10,000 years. And what about the next generation? If there is no petrol, what will the next generation do? And how will the next generation help him if he's going to be a cat, a dog, or a tree? The scientists and everyone else should endeavor to achieve freedom from the repetition of birth and death, but instead, everyone is becoming more and more entangled in the cycle of birth and death. Bhavesmin klishamana nam avidya karma karma bi. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.35. There is one line. Here in one line, the whole material existence is explained. This is literature. This one line is worth thousands of years of research work. It explains how the living entity is taking birth in this world, where he comes from, where he is going, what his activities should be, and many other essential things. The words bhavesmin kleshamananam refer to the struggle for existence. Why do this struggle exist? Because of avidya, ignorance. What is the nature of that ignorance? Kama karma bi, being forced to work simply for the senses, and or in other words, entanglement in material sense gratification. Student, so is it true that modern scientific research increases the demands of the body because the scientist is ultimately working to gratify his senses? Srila Prabhupada, yes. Word jugglery and world crisis. Srila Prabhupada, it is said in the Vedas, Yasmin vigyate sarvam evam vigyatam bhavati. Quote, if one knows the absolute truth, then all other things become known, end quote. I am not a PhD, yet I can challenge the scientists. Why? Because I know Krishna, the absolute truth. Yasmin stito na dukena guru napi vichalyate. Quote, if one is situated in Krishna consciousness, then even the greatest calamities, he will not be disturbed, end quote. Bhagavad Gita 6.22. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.22 declares, avichyuto rita kavibir nirupito yad uttama shloki gunarna varnanam. Quote, great personalities have decided that Krishna consciousness is the perfection of life, end quote. This kind of knowledge is required. Not that we do some research, come up with a theory, and after 15 years say, quote, no, no, it is not right, it is another thing, end quote. That is not science. It is child's play. Dr. Singh, that is how they discover things, by research. Srila Prabhupada, and what is the cost of the research? It is a scientific method for drawing money from others, that's all. In other words, it is cheating. Scientists juggle words like plutonium, photons, hydrogen, and oxygen, but what good will people get from this? When people hear this jugglery of words, what can they say? One scientist explains something to some extent, and then another rascal comes along and explains it again, but differently, with different words. And all this time, the phenomenon has remained the same. What advancement has been made? They have simply produced volumes of books. Now there is a petrol problem. The scientists have created it. If the petrol supply dwindles away, what will these scientists, rascal scientists, do? They're powerless to do anything about it. The billion-dollar dust heap. Srila Prabhupada. Now there's a scarcity of water in India, but what are the scientists doing about it? There is more than enough water in the world, so why don't the scientists bring water where it is urgently required? They should employ irrigation immediately, but instead they are going to the moon, the dusty planet, to make it fertile. Why don't they irrigate this planet? There's plenty of seawater, so why don't they irrigate the Sahara or Arabian or Rajasthani desert? Quote, yes, end quote, they say. Quote, in the future, we are trying, end quote. In their pride, they immediately say, quote, yes, yes, we are trying, end quote. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that when one is engaged in the business of satisfying unnecessary desires, he becomes bereft of all intelligence. Kamastastar Ritigyan. This moon project is childish. Those who aspire to go to the moon are like crying children. A child cries, quote, mother, give me the moon, end quote. So the mother gives the child a mirror and says, quote, here is the moon, my dear son, end quote. And the child takes the mirror, sees the moon and in it, and says, quote, oh, I have the moon, end quote. Unfortunately, this is not just a story. Kurandar, after spending all that money to go to the moon and bring back just a few rocks, the people in the space product decided that there is nothing more to do there. Brahmananda Swami, now they want to go to another planet, but they're short of money. Going to other planets costs millions of billions of dollars. Srila Prabhupada, people work very hard while the rascal government takes taxes and spends money unnecessarily. There should be no sympathy when such hard-earned money comes from the public and is spent so foolishly. Now the leaders are presenting another bluff. Quote, don't worry, we are going to another planet. Now we shall bring more dust. We shall bring tons of dust. Oh yes, now we shall have tons of dust. End quote. Dr. Singh, they believe that there may be life on Mars. Srila Prabhupada, they may believe or not believe. What is the difference? Life exists here, but people are fighting. Suppose there is life on Mars. There is life on Mars, undoubtedly, but what will we gain from this? Dr. Singh, people are curious to know what is going on there. Srila Prabhupada, that means for their childish curiosity, they must spend vast sums of money. Just see the fun. And when people are asked to help one of the many poverty-stricken countries, they say, quote, no, no money, end quote. Do you see? Shankya philosophy and modern science. Dr. Singh, Srila Prabhupada, may we hear a little bit about Shankya philosophy? Srila Prabhupada, actually, there are two kinds of Shankya philosophy. The ancient Shankya philosophy, originally taught by Lord Kapiladeva, and the modern Shankya philosophy, taught more recently by the atheist Kapila. Lord Kapila Shankya explains how to become detached from matter and search out Lord Vishnu within the heart. This Sankhya is actually a process of devotional service, but the modern Sankhya philosophy simply analyzes the material world into its various elements. In that respect, it is just like modern scientific research. Sankhya means, quote, to count, end quote. We are also Sankhya philosophers to some extent because we count the material elements. This is land, this is water, this is fire, this is air, this is ether. Furthermore, I can count my mind, my intelligence, and my ego. Beyond my ego, however, I cannot count. But Krishna says that there is something beyond the ego, and that is the living force. This is what scientists do not know. They think that life is merely a combination of material elements, but Krishna denies this in Bhagavad Gita 7.5. Aparyam itastanyam pakatim medime param jiva bhutam mahabaho yayadam dayate jagat. Quote, besides this inferior nature, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, there is a superior energy of mind, which consists of all the living entities who are struggling with material nature and sustaining the universe, end quote. Dr. Singh, are both the inferior and superior energies studied in modern Sankhya philosophy? Srila Prabhupada, no. Modern Sankhya philosophers do not study the superior energy. They simply analyze the material elements just as the scientists are doing. Scientists do not know that there is spirit soul, nor do the Sankhya philosophers. Dr. Singh, they are analyzing the creative material elements? So the Prabhupada, the material elements are not creative. Only the soul is creative. Life cannot be created from matter, and matter cannot create itself. You, a living entity, can mix hydrogen and oxygen and create water, but matter itself has no creative potency. If you place a bottle of hydrogen near a bottle of oxygen, will they automatically combine without your help? Dr. Singh, no, they must be mixed. Srila Prabhupada, of course. Hydrogen and oxygen are Krishna's inferior energy, but when you, the superior energy, mix them, then they can become water. The remote cause and the immediate cause, Srila Prabhupada. Inferior energy has no power unless superior energy is involved. The sea, indicating the Pacific Ocean, is calm and quiet, but when the superior force, air, pushes it, it manifests high waves. The ocean has no power to move without the superior force of the air. Similarly, there is another force superior to the air, and another, and ultimately we arrive at Krishna. This is real research. Krishna controls nature just as an engineer controls a train. The engineer controls the locomotive, which pulls one car, and that car pulls another, which pulls another, and so the whole train is moving. Similarly, with the creation, Krishna gives the first push, and then, by means of successive pushes, the entire cosmic manifestation comes into being and is maintained. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 9.10. Maya dakshena prakriti siti sacharacharam. Quote, this material nature is working under my direction and is producing all moving and unmoving beings, end quote. And in the 14th chapter, 14.4, Krishna says, Sarva yonishu konteya murtaya sambhavantiya tasham brahma mahad yonir aham bija pida pita. Quote, all species of life are made possible by birth in this material nature, O son of Kunti, and I am the seed-giving father, end quote. For example, if we sow a banyan seed, a huge tree eventually comes up, and along with it, millions of new seeds. Each of these seeds can in turn produce another tree with millions of new seeds, and so on. This is how Krishna, the original seed-giving father, is the primary cause of everything we see. Unfortunately, the scientists observe only the immediate cause. They cannot perceive the remote cause. Krishna is described in the Vedas as sarva-karna-karnam, the cause of all causes. If one understands the cause of all causes, then he understands everything. Yasmin vigate sarvam evam vigantam bhavati. Quote, if one knows the original cause, the subordinate causes are automatically known. End quote. Although the scientists are searching after the original cause, when the Vedas, perfect knowledge, declare the original cause to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the scientists won't accept it. They keep to their partial, imperfect knowledges. This is their disease. The cosmic machine, Srila Prabhupada. Scientists do not know that there are two types of energy, inferior and superior, although they are actually working with these two energies every day. Material energy can never work independently. It must first come in contact with spiritual energy. So how can people accept that the entire cosmic manifestation, which is nothing but matter, has come about automatically? A competent machine does not work unless a man who knows how to work it pushes a button. A Cadillac is a nice car, but if it has no driver, what is the use of it? So the material universe is also a machine. People are amazed to see a big machine with many, many parts, but an intelligent person knows that however wonderful a machine may be, it does not work unless an operator comes and pushes the proper button. Therefore, who is more important, the operator or the machine? So we are concerned not with the material machine, this cosmic manifestation, but with its operator, Krishna. Now, you may say, well, quote, well, how do I know that he is the operator? End quote. Krishna says, Maya dakshina prakriti suite sacharacharam, quote, under my direction, the whole cosmic manifestation is working, end quote. If you say, quote, no, Krishna is not the operator behind the cosmos, end quote, then you have to accept another operator, but you must present him. But this you cannot do. Therefore, in the absence of your proof, you should accept mine.